Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Ryan, bro, we made it, bro.
Yeah.
It was preseason football yesterday.
Football with fans in the stadium and all that shit.
The Saints played their first preseason game against the Ravens. And I'm just going to say it, man. Pleasantly surprised by quite a few things that I saw yesterday. I am pleasantly surprised.
I agree. Disclaimer, first preseason game means, I'm not going to say it means nothing. It means something. But, you know, you just got to qualify it as just a preseason game. So, you know, these aren't drastic, you know, drastic predictions and all this stuff. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't solve anything or nothing like that. It's just, we are commenting on the preseason game, what we saw.
That's it. And so whoever's listening to this in the Saints front office, because I know there's somebody, this is going to be a positive, like for the most part, I feel like sometimes like we're just, I feel like we come across as like negative Nancy's and that's not our intention. Yeah. Like
I've heard that from the fans. You know, always talk bad about the Saints, man. Like, We just being realistic, man.
That's it, bro. But so this is gonna be a positive episode. Let's start off with the game, bro. Let's start off before we even get to the preseason game. Man, a week can change everything, bro. Like the last time we were that's why the NFL is the most entertaining, interesting reality show of all time.
It is,
bro.
It is, man.
A week ago, man, we was talking about Mike Thomas. Shit was bad. It was divorce. Like, and now, so, you know, Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports, kind of the first one, reported it. Said, like, oh, you know, I'm trying to go to the marriage counseling right now. You know, try to get a mediator between Mike Thomas and Sean. Work out all this angst and what have you. And then I think it was, you know, Duncan kind of co-signed with him, and then Mike Thomas was on the sideline and catching balls from Jameis and Taysom.
On the sideline.
Smiling and just wild, right? Ain't it crazy?
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. And look, I hope it's like, I don't know if it's just a temporary thing or, you know, but I think it's the first step. Because I think for everybody, it was just kind of the things like, man, it makes no sense for it to go down like this. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, he's getting paid a bunch of money. Nobody's mad about the money he's being paid. Like, you know, he had a historic season right after he got paid. He, you know, injured following the season. Just ready for him to come back and play. And I'm sure he's the same way. It's not like he's this deep, well, he might have some deeper tendencies, but it's not like he's this player that that's gonna loaf around and not give it his all. The dude is a psycho. Like, he is nuts when it comes to football. He's crazy. So I think the key is for him is just to get healthy and get on the field. I think that'll resolve most things. We'll see going forward. Things look next year and the year after that. But it just made no sense. It made no sense for Saints to like move him now early because you wouldn't get much. You talk about a potential Hall of Fame type of wide receiver. So it just made no sense. Like, do what you can. Figure this shit out, man. Like, grown men, sit down, hash it out. Feelings were probably hurt on both sides. You know, trust was broken, all that shit. Figure that shit out, and maybe you can move forward. But at least take that step. We'll see what happens down the line. But make that first step of just the communication and all that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, as a fan, as a Saints fan, you have to think that it's encouraging, right? Like, there is potential, you know, kumbaya, like, you know, just the seance and just get all that negative shit out the way, you know, express it and just move past it. Like, just move past it.
It's like you said, man, like, just like talked about, like, with a relationship, a marriage. You know, sometimes it's like you said, where it's like you sitting in a room with each other, y'all just can't stand each other. Just like, ooh. Just, you know, it's the thin line between love and hate. That love turned to hate easily. I'm telling you, bro. And sometimes it's like literally just like communication.
Yep.
Some things got said. Some things, you know, some feelings were hurt. And sometimes you really just got to sit down with a therapist or a mediator or whatever, get it all out on the table, and then figure it out from there. Sometimes it's just that. So we'll see what it is with this, but this is a good step. You know what I'm saying?
It is. And, you know, sounds, you know, reports is he's ahead of schedule. What the fuck does that mean? But I will say, as a Saints fan, you have to be encouraged. You have to, because shit looks real bad. Shit looked grim last week, Ryan. Like, grim, bro. But we'll wait and see how it goes, see how it looks, go from there. Let's get into the game. I don't know who to highlight first, but I know who to highlight first. I think I gotta highlight this man first, man. We was on the draft pick last draft. Like we gotta talk about Zach Bond, bro.
Gotta talk about Zach. But I mean, was that Patrick Willis out there? I was like, who is this?
5'3", shaved his hair, bitch. He let that receding hairline go. And it's all right, Zach. I'm real close to being with you, bro. I got a couple more years in me, then it's night night for me too. But bro, let me, and I tweeted this when Zach Bond got hurt in training camp last season. He was chasing Taysom on a play. He pulled up, and then, like, he just never got back in the rotation, bro. Like, he was just
that was it.
And Peyton Turner's out. Pete Warner's out. Bro, Pete Warner might be getting Zach Bond. He might be this year's Zach Bond, bro. I believe it. Like, if Pete Warner ain't back on the field soon, like, and you have to look at how well Zach Bond played. In coverage, rushing the passer, making plays. And I was rewatching a little of the game before we started recording. And what I noticed is, like, he saw it and he went.
Gone. That's what I love to see. For him to kind of he trusted his eyes, man. And another disclaimer, preseason, vanilla schemes. Wasn't going against, like, the starting Ravens. You know, some of the starters were out just like us. But you just want to see that, like that bootleg, and he sniffed it out and just, whoosh, which is what we need because they will be seeing that exact play.
We've won
against the Green Bay Packers, man.
We've won,
bro. Man, I'm telling you, if he do something like that, I'm passing out, bro.
You know how boot. Every time we played the Texans, the Broncos, that bootleg action, bro. You know how it's been. So to see him make that play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like you said, man, in coverage, I saw him lined up on a tight end, played some strong, some will. He was all over. He was
everywhere,
a wrecking ball, bro. A wrecking ball, man. And it's like, that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see from him. He looked better than he did in college, to be honest.
Absolutely. Especially from like an off-ball linebacker perspective. He absolutely right.
Right. That's what I mean. And so that was like a huge positive, man. Like just to see that, you know, I don't care. I know people are like, oh, man, you know, y'all were talking bad about Byron. Yes, yes, and I had every reason to. And it's up to him to change our minds, and that's what he's doing. And so I love it, man. Like, I want to hear, I want the man to succeed, man. Like, so we need it. Like, we need that shit, you know? And that spot is wide the fuck
open. Wide open, bro. I'm saying, man, like, here's the thing. Like, you know, and shout out to our dude, Kevin, who's on Twitter, and he kind of made a point, like, DeMario's getting older, so maybe the linebackers of the future in the next couple of years may be Vaughn and Warner, right? But if we just speak into like these next, this year and next year, it's going to be DeMario Davis and Pete Warner or Zach Vaughn. Like, that's it. Like, yeah,
that's it.
Unless, you know, Kwon makes a miraculous comeback, ain't a lot of people going to be playing next to DeMario Davis. So the right. Saints have a good problem for them to have right now. I know it's limited. It was one game. But just in terms of totality, it's two more preseason games left. And if Zach Vaughn continues to make plays like he did, I don't know how Pete Warner might get on the field. I don't care if he was drafted 60th overall this year, man. I just don't. If Zach Vaughn continues to play this well, I don't know, man. It's hard. It's hard for, I don't know as a coach how you see if he continues to do this and then you just put him on the sideline. You can't do it. You can't do it.
If he continues to do this, no. Anyway, I love that he got a lot of snaps. I think he got like 29 snaps. So he played a lot due to the, you know, the depth at linebacker. And he needed it. Like, he needed those snaps. So for him to just, you know, just play lights out like that, that's just a positive sign, man. I hope to see some next week so he could build on top. And then you could just kind of stamp it as like, okay, this is him. Like, this is who he is as a player. I couldn't say enough, man. Like, he was the best player on the field, man. Like, he was just that good.
It was wild, bro. It was wild.
Like, I kept seeing. I was like, wait, is that Zach Bond? Is that Chris Hansen? No, it's that Zach Bond. I was like, oh, is that Kate Nellis? No, that's Zach Bond.
5'3" with the sleeve.
5'3", baby. 5'3". I loved it.
Loved it, man. Loved it. Was happy for him. Was real happy. He got the podium game. Let's stick with the defense. And this player has been much maligned. And I know it was mostly against second stringer, you know, second string offensive linemen. But two first, bruh.
Man, listen, like, you know, it sucks that we have to qualify every time we talked about this guy because, you know, because we've seen this before. We've seen it. And we always end up with egg on our face because it's like, where he at come the regular season? So, and that's just a book on him until he shows it in the regular season. But, man, he was just abusing. He was like just a bull in a china shop, man. Like, he was.
It looked like it was a different level of competition when he
different
like,
level of competition, man.
Yes,
like, that dude when he takes that power and speed and put it together, man. It's like, why does this guy not have 15 sacks a year?
But it's you know what? It's so funny because as much as I was hyped watching him and he was going off, my girl was here and I told her, I said, man, this is good, but. What he's doing right now, I've seen him do the exact same thing in the regular season, trying to use just his power.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Right.
It, because of lack of pass rush moves. And again, I'm not trying to sully his performance.
Right. But you're right. You're right. You're 100% right. Because, you know, when come the regular season, they scheming the offensive line or scheming the way they, you know, they pull to a certain side and they put more blocks on one side, the other, double teams and all that stuff. He wasn't getting into that. It was just straight up, you know, 5-on-4, you know? Yes. And so it was, you know, it was different. The coming of the regular season is going to be different. But it was just good to see like that part of him being healthy. You know, I think this is his first starting training camp healthy, knock on wood. Hopefully it stays that way. So I think that's just huge And, you know, just seeing him talk, he knows, he's heard us. He's heard all the chirps chirping. So, you know, does that motivate him or not? I don't know. I don't know what it takes to motivate him. But the fact that he played like that, he played a good bit of snaps last night too. It's like I said, it's a positive. Like, you just can't draw too much about it, like projecting towards the future. But all you can do is take a look at this game and just say that's a positive. He played well. Like, he played well.
He played extremely well.
I still want to see him get to the passing board. Like, even last night, he was destroying the tackle, destroying the guard. But that's what all he was doing. Like, he was putting pressure. And if you look at his stats last year, he racked up a ton of pressures. I think he led the Saints with pressures, if I'm not mistaken. But it's like, those pressures got to be hits and sacks. Like, you have to dislodge from that guard or that tackle and hit the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's what he needs to – that's what I need to see for. That'll be that next step for him, is getting to the quarterback, not just affecting the quarterback, which is good. Affecting the quarterback is great. That's why right now he's more of a Clowney, Javion Clowney. Because Clowney, if you look at his stats, everybody knows stats are crap. Like, but it's nothing but pressure. You look at his pressure stats, it's like he's pressuring, he's disruptive and all that shit. That's great. We love disruptions. That's awesome. Some sacks, baby. Some hits.
Oh, God. Well, what's – oh, God. Fucking got me thinking of Josh Norris. Oh,
oh yeah. Oh. What would he do? Disruption? Production?
Oh, God.
Just sound like a door-to-door salesman or some shit out. Shut the fuck up, man.
It been blocked. Anyway, so I'm watching the game, man. Seeing Davenport go off, I get sad thinking, I was like, damn, David Ayamana is looking fucking excellent out of this bitch.
Every time he was doing something, it's like, damn, bro.
Six games.
How you got to go 6 games, man?
Six games. Not going to be there. And I started thinking, like, I know, Big Sheldon gone, Malcolm Brown gone, Trigger Trey gone. I know Peyton Turner's hurt. We don't know how serious it is, but man, is the D line gonna be the Saints' strength? Like,
I mean, if you pay attention to what they've been saying in camp, man, like the DL has been the strength of the defense so far this season, you know. And I really wanted to pay attention to the unit due to that, because I wanted to see if it translated during, you know, to this game, because the Ravens typically have a pretty good offensive line. And I don't know which starters were out of their offensive line, but I just thought the defensive line played well throughout the game, pretty much. Like, at least
they really
the first
did,
three quarters. Like, they were just – the depth was good. Malcolm Roach was active. Dalton was active in the run. The run game was really
– It was.
Like, they were a beast against the run. Linebackers, D-linemen, all of them. Like, they were just – the tackling was outstanding. Like,
talk about it, bro.
To be week one tackling like that, like back to Zach Bond, like that's the surest fucking tackles I've seen, bro. Like them tackles, he was rapping and bringing you down.
Down.
Like it was beautiful, bro. Like I was like, okay, like see it that early. Like usually week one preseason, week two, a lot of leaky yardage, a lot of tackling. I remember past preseasons, coach complained about tackling and shit like that. So to see them making sure tackles like that, one, it tells me they brought in players who already tackle well.
Yes.
You know, already have, you know, good tacklers. And two, that they coached it up in camp. So that's a good thing.
Without question. And let's be real, man. And I'm about to bring them up. But, I mean, the secondary, you know, Marcus didn't play. Marcus didn't play. Obviously, Malcolm Jenkins didn't play. Marshawn didn't play. I meant to say this on the last podcast. Do you know how annoying it is? Just a quick segue. Do you know how annoying it is that the first time since he's been a Saint, he's having an outstanding training camp?
Oh, it's, bro. That's been on my radar for a couple of weeks. Marshawn started camp with a vengeance. I'm like, man, now you want to be serious. Like, now you want to be serious about your job. I just think you get that side eye for now. Like, I'm happy to see it. Yeah, I'm great. It's great. But yeah, of course, it's going to be a year you might miss the first two games or some shit, you know. Which we don't know is going to happen yet. Like,
we don't, bro. And I'll say this, like, we got two more preseason games, and then and then, like, you know, it's dead for a little bit, and then, like, it's the season. I'll say this, and I know this about Marshawn in terms of level of competition, but it's widely known. I know he's going to be up for week one.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be up. We ain't got to worry about that.
Nope. He will be up for week one. I mean, if we think about to his rookie season, like, that was the game where we was like, oh, shit.
Sure was.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, speaking about cornerbacks, let's talk about Don't Vax Me, bro.
Don't Vax Me, man. Don't Vax Me was like, I was like, are you serious right now? I was so impressed, bro. So impressed. Because you have to think, one, he hadn't played, he took a whole season out, you know, due to COVID. So he hadn't
played. Sorry, it just makes me laugh every time you say it, bro.
What? don't vex me, bro.
Off with the COVID.
That is funny, though. Like, I keep thinking about that. Like, bro, you took a whole damn season out because of COVID. But now you don't want to get the vaccine. Like, what the fuck?
Sorry. It just makes me laugh every fucking time. But continue. My fault.
But anyway, so he did miss a whole year of football. And, you know, training camp tweets. He's been looking good, you know. But, of course, you could always just say, well, look who he's lining up against.
Yes.
So seeing him in preseason, I was like, I really want to key in on him. Come preseason. What was the Ravens quarterback name?
McSorley.
I don't know what was up with him, but he was like, I'm going at number 29. I mean, he was going at him.
At him, bro!
And Paulson Adebo was like, bring it, nigga. I'm here. I mean, he was batting passes down. He was hip to hip. When he did get beat, he recovered quickly. He was making sure tackles. He gave up three catches for like 19, 20 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, you know, just on its own, you're looking at a player playing his first football game in about a year and a half and, you know, playing, you know, there's a third round pick in his first football game and he's doing a job. You know, he did not look big to him at all. He looked fine. Like, I remember Patrick Robinson's first preseason game in 2010 and it was a nightmare. It was ugly. He was just getting beat, torn up.
You remember that?
I remember, bro, because I just followed. I remember Greg Williams eating him out on the sidelines, everything. So just to see that, him as a rookie, just to be at that level, not saying he was, you know, a shutdown corner and everything, but he played the job well. Like, that's what you want to see. Like, from any rookie, especially at cornerback, to see that early, just his fluidity, the way he paid attention. He played a lot of snaps. It was about a positive you could ask for, bro. Like, he almost had a pick. Like, it was like, what more do you want? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for the first game, you can't ask for more than that from a cornerback.
He looked like he belonged. And I think when we talking about rookies, young players, rookies, keep in mind, I will die on this hill as long as I'll live, that playing professional cornerback in the NFL is the hardest position to play in all sports. Just,
I die on the hill, bro. I'll be right there with you.
You, it's so unnatural, like, whatever, right? We talked about it before. And he just looked good. Like, even they completed a pass on third down, and he tackled him short that brought up a fourth. Like, he just looked good.
And he's big, long. Like, he just fits the defense perfectly. So I was like, oh, man, like, they might have, all right, scouts, you know, y'all might have found something here, you know?
I think gun to head right now, he has to be starting to me, and this is early, I get it. But it's also kind of telling to me that he was playing before Ken Crawley was playing. Whatever that might mean, right?
Yeah.
It may not mean anything, but if I was a betting man, I would say this. Week one comes. I think he's starting opposite of Marshawn, bro. Like,
yeah, but I can at least say this. It's not as scary an option as it was a week ago.
Yes.
Like you told me a week ago he'd be starting opposite Marshawn. I'm like, but after seeing this, I'll be like, I'm like, it's not the worst. He's going to get beat. Like he's going to get beat.
Yes.
He's going to have rookie mistakes. But that's not the worst thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like he could, I could see him, that being just good for him actually. Like I could just see him. Marshawn's first two games were terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least his first game, like his game against the Vikings, you know,
yes.
he had a tough game. Like, he's going to get beat. But I could already see that he's the type of player that's not going to affect him, like, say, P-Rob, you know, and his confidence and stuff.
Confidence.
Like that. Oh, I have no worry about his confidence with his anti-vax stance. The way
he... This nigga done turned a negative into a plus.
I know he has no worry. Like, this dude here, like, he is in his own world. So, you know, I just came away so positive about that. This was the preseason game was about for me, is just the young players, the rookie players, the second-year players.
Who that's really it, bro.
I just wanted to hone in on them. And honestly, I didn't really come away with any negatives. Like, we keep going down the list.
Let's flip it to the... to the other side of the ball, bro. Marquez Callaway, bro.
I mean, he wearing a number one. He wearing a number one and came out there and caught what, three balls with 60-some yards or some shit? Like,
and to be fair, let's put it in context. He was going against Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters. Like, these aren't third string, second string Ravens secondary players. Like, these are starters in a very decent to really good at times Ravens secondary. And he just looked comfortable.
He looked like, if I didn't know, would never watch, and he told me he was like a 4-year starter, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think he's just some UDFA coming into the second season. Like, he just looks comfortable. He knows what his strengths are. He knows the scheme, and he stays alive in the passing routes. Just like, I don't know, man, he has a veteran mindset, man. I think I have absolutely no doubt that, you know, he's going to be the Saints' number one wide receiver while Mike Thomas is out. You know?
Oh, yeah. Easy, bro.
It's not saying much, I guess, but but there was some thought that Tre'Quan Smith would step up. I'm like, no. It's Callaway. It's Callaway season.
Just impressive, man. Just had like the savvy presence about him. You know, his routes were crisp. His routes were clean. He knows how to get open. He's gonna need that, bro. Like week one,
bro.
If I'm the Packers defensive coordinator, I'm putting Jair Alexander on Marquez Callaway, and that's it, bro. That's it. And after, like, I'm not saying that he's going to beat, like, a top three corner in this league, which, you know, Jair Alexander is, but Marlon Humphrey is, like, a really damn good corner. And like, corners get beat. That's just the nature of the position, bro. Like, you're going to get beat at some point. But just, like, the ball that Taysom threw to him, like, on the sideline, where it was kind of like, you know, Taysom was trying to buy time. And just for him to, like, stay alive, jump, catch, both feet in bounds, I was like, who is this?
In a preseason game, man, you know? In a preseason game. It just shows me everything I need to see. And I tweeted, like, right there. I was like, well, just sit Marquez right now.
Yeah, bro. And it was telling. And a shout out to Catherine, too, because, shit, after that,
he was like,
see much Marquez, bro.
He was in his jogging pants, man. He was done. He put on street clothes, bro.
Bro, when Taysom threw that interception, or maybe it was the Latavius fumble, but when Marquez tried to tackle, I was like, bro, it's preseason. You getting hurt?
Chill.
Hey, let him take that back for a fumble recovery, nigga. He got me one break down.
He sure did make that tackle, man. It's like, man, it's
don't let that man score a touchdown. But I told my girlfriend, I was like, he shouldn't be making a tackle. Like, he need to just walk off. What were your thoughts of the quarterback battle? What were your thoughts?
But look, on Saints Twitter last night, you know, a lot of Saints fans were really down on the quarterbacks. I wasn't really down. I came away kind of feeling like I always have been. It kind of confirmed to me what I was kind of already thinking. I do see Taysom Hill's growth as a quarterback. I do see it. And he did make some good throws and some good plays.
Yeah.
There's still this thing about him where he's not seeing the field completely, not pulling the trigger, and his pocket mobility, pocket savviness, whatever you want to call it, it's not very good. He gets attributed this concept of him being a mobile quarterback, but really he's just a quarterback that can run. He can run, yes. But he's not a mobile quarterback when you think of like Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. All those guys, he's not mobile. You know, he's not about to go and, you know, make three guys miss in the backfield and make an awesome throw. That's just not what he is, man. Like, so there's some things I'm still struggling with and seeing him being a starter right now for a whole season because he's just not seeing the field, man. But he, like I said, he is, like, every year I've seen growth from him, man. So it's like, it wasn't like, I don't think his performance was as bad and some people made it. Like, the pick was bad. He had, like, two inaccurate throws. He had one where he missed, I think he missed Murray. There was, like, some positives and some negatives, you know. But just from the most part, I thought it was kind of a C-. With Jameis, you know, it wasn't perfect for him either. But, you know, juxtaposed to Taysom, you could just see Jameis working the whole field,
yes,
in the passing game. You could see him manipulating the pocket.
He goes through his reads much quicker than Taysom.
Much quicker. And he goes through all of them. He goes through his full progression. You can just see him understanding the defense, understanding the safety, where the safety's at. You know, that red zone, like, was just perfect. Like, that was just, like, I tweeted, like, that's just professional quarterback play right there. Like, that's just, he read the safety, saw the fake safety wasn't moving, wasn't following the wide receiver. He kept the out of safety, moved his head, boom, hit the pass to Lil Jordan Humphrey. Was that Lil Jordan?
Yeah, it was.
Jordan Humphrey. And, you know, threw an accurate pass. You know, most of his passes were accurate. He had a couple of bad ones. Another thing I just noticed, like, it just made me realize, like, man, Drew Brees was an accurate motherfucker, bro.
Man.
Like, the simple passes that these dudes missed, it's like, bro, we were just so used to Drew Brees hitting them.
Spoiled, bro.
It's so spoiled, man. So, like, we'll sit and focus on, oh, he missed this pass. Like, if you watch, like, most NFL games, most dudes miss that.
Yes, 100%.
Like, we just get so spoiled by somebody completing, like, 80% of their passes and shit. We just, you know. But, so I'm trying to grade on the curve as far as accuracy a little bit. Like, they're just not going to hit every throw. But I thought the throws he did have to make, he made good ones, talking about Jameis. The one that got popped up and intercepted, I thought he could have kind of put that in a kind of better spot, but it really wasn't egregious. It wasn't like an egregious.
No, play. I don't think that was egregious at all.
I think if you know, Lil Jordan Humphrey fought harder for that, it would have been a good play. And it was like, you know, it was after a pick, you take a shot to the end zone, see what you get. It's like, okay, you know, I wasn't really tripping about that. It was just unfortunate because he, you know, made some positive plays before that, and it kind of put a little negative mark on him. So,
right.
I mean, I'm interested to see. I want to see him start the game with
the ones.
With the ones, with more than ones on the team, and just let him cook for a couple of series.
He was really under pressure a lot.
Yeah, he was.
I think,
you know, him being in that two-minute drill really helped him because dudes was getting open real quick, which is a whole other thing, you know. Our wide receiver's not getting open, but
we go get there, bro. I think you summarized it perfectly. And the thing about Taysom, so when Teddy was on the team, his second year, that was the year I went to Carson. No, not Carson. Yeah, Coastal, whatever. when the Saints had scrimmaged the Chargers, right? It was me, Chris, Julio, Kev, fucking got sunburned on my fucking nose. Miserable afterwards. But I remember being there and watching Teddy play, and he was going against the Chargers defense. And I just kept thinking, I was like compared to Drew, and again, it's you shouldn't do this, but I was like, Teddy had to see it open before he threw it. Like he had, he had to see it before he threw the ball. And I feel like Taysom, and this is not just, you know, specific to Taysom. Like this is something that a lot of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, older, like it's something that they just deal with, and it keeps them from being the elite echelon. Like throwing with anticipation is such a high level elite NFL quarterback talent. And that's why there's not that many elite NFL quarterbacks. Like they don't, you don't grow on trees, because if everybody could do it, it wouldn't be in high demand. So what I thought about the most, and I forgot what fucking game we were playing. I forgot who they were playing against. Maybe it was the Bears. Maybe it was the Bears in the playoffs, and they brought in Taysom, and or it was some big game. They brought in Taysom, and he just wouldn't pull the trigger to Deontay Harris. It was open, and it ended up being like a turnover for the Saints. I think it was the Bears game. And I just keep – if he's the guy, and we don't know, but if he is the guy, that's with these wide receivers – that's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you said it. Because these guys aren't going to present themselves open.
No.
You know, you're not going to see them 3 yards away from the cornerback or the defender. It's just not. You know what I'm saying?
Like you're going to have – whoever the quarterback is going to have to a degree, maybe obviously not every play, but they're going to have to throw them open.
Right. Put it behind them. Back shoulder, you know, towards the end zone, away from the defender. You're going to have some kind of accuracy and quickly. Like the key is quick. That's the thing watching these quarterbacks. It was like, man, the ball will be out right now. It's like with Drew, it was boom, out. Boom, out. It was like 1,000 to 1,003 out. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe you get to three. But with these guys, it's like, you know, it's just a little slower. But with Taysom, it's much slower. Much slower. And like I said, he has improved. Like, I could see the improvements year to year. Might not be enough for him to be the starter this season. And like I said, he did some positive things, man. Like, to me, one thing I can't wait with, I was like, it's not like this. This is like an actual competition. Like, it's not
For sure.
It's not like Jameis is blowing him away or nothing like that. It's like, this is kind of close. But I still think with the traits, the key traits that it takes to be a starter in this league. And look, Jameis has been a starter 5 years in the league. He was a starter in college. He's stacked. He's been a starter. So obviously he should be good at these things. And he does have these traits. And another thing for Jameis is I really didn't see bad decisions, which is the major key.
Yes.
To the Jameis experience, because it's like, has his decision-making improved? And I really didn't see any, like, poor decisions. Had a couple throws that, you know, that didn't go, that weren't as accurate as you want to be. But other than that, I thought his decision-making was pretty spot on for the most part for the whole game. And in the 2 minutes, I thought he was excellent.
He was excellent, man. Excellent.
I mean, and that's going to be key. This team is going to be in some tight games. We ain't got no kicker. So you're going to need somebody, you know, to run those two-minute drills at the end of the half or the end of, you know, it's going to be some tight games, man. And so to me, I give Jameis the edge, but I really, really want to see him in another game with the ones just to see how he holds up.
No, I mean, because they'll play – because the next game they have is against the Jags, like next Monday Night Football, kind of live, you know, nationally televised game. So that'll be a good one to see Jameis, see – you know, Trevor Lawrence. And something that just stood out to me, you know, watching Jameis throw, and I tweeted it, it's just, he's just such a talented thrower of football, bro. Yeah. Like,
it's no question.
Like, I can't, like, I don't know how to describe it except exactly how I said it. Like, just such a talented thrower. Like, especially like, if you go back and watch that 2-minute drill, those throws, bro.
Oh, man. Just good throws, man. Like that's just it's never been an issue for him, man. Like, the dude has always been a good thrower of the football. Like, it just comes out of his hand. Like, you just watch how it comes out of his hand. It's just, like, the dude knows how to throw, whereas, you know, if you watch Taysom, it's more of a build-a-quarterback type of thing, where it's kind of like you're kind of building a quarterback. And he's getting better at it, you know. Mm-hmm. But when
Jackson, Taysom, weird science, but you just got
he is, bro. It's like, you build it up, and honestly, to be at this point right now is kind of amazing if you really look at it. Like,
yes,
like the dude was not a quarterback, man. He wasn't a quarterback, and he is a quarterback now. He is a quarterback. You know, is he going to be a starter? I don't know, but the dude is a quarterback now. But Jameis has been a quarterback. Always going to be a quarterback. Like, the dude could play quarterback. How good? That's why he's not a starter yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know how good he can be. But I say this first test, he pretty much checked the boxes I wanted to see. Especially starting, you know, late in the game and shit like that.
No, for sure. So we talked a lot of positives, and there was a lot for us to talk about what we saw last night. One more positive before we move on to the negatives. I forgot we even had like a little clip of him when we were talking about him last season. Tony Jones Jr., bro.
Tony Jones, baby.
Tony Jones Jr. So I'm going to say this. So it's going to be negative and positive. Do we know who the running back number two is on the team?
I don't think Murray is really big. Like, his fumble was terrible. I get it. Like, but I know he hasn't been getting like a ton of snaps since camp. But
just go. I get it was a kind of backup offensive line, but Ryan, he looked terrible last game, like last night, bro.
I'm just not ready to go there. Still think he's a part of the team. I think Murray's still a part of the team, man. I don't know, bro. I can tell you who's not. I can tell you Devontae Freeman is not.
No.
Gonna be a thing.
No.
Dude is it's kind of sad to see. I was like, man,
slow.
He is not. Hey, let's pause right quick. Yeah, but I forgot where it was at.
we just talk about Latavius and Devontae Freeman and how bad.
Oh, yeah. Devontae Freeman, man, he just trash, bro. Like, it's sad to see, man. Like, dude, even in the passing game, like, he just ain't no wiggle. It's just like Javaris Cadet all over again. It's like, what the hell? Just catch it and get tackled. Like, move on. You know what I'm saying? But Tony, like, I just love that, you know, he's just a zone runner, one cut, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just no frills about him. Like, you get what you're going to get. You know, I saw him catching two passes. Let's get involved in the passing game, man. Like, he could challenge Murray for that two spot, bro. Like, he looked that fine. Like, he looked fine.
I know it was one game. Like, I can't rush to a snap decision. But running backs is such an easy position to, like, evaluate. Like,
yeah.
It's very clear. And I just saw some things last night as a fan, like, that with Murray, I'm just like, oh, oof.
Yeah, I get it. I saw it, too. I'm just saying, you know, let's just see with a starting offensive line, with a game plan. Like Murray, man, like, Murray – I was screaming why he was getting taken off the field sometimes last year.
I get it. Yes.
So it's just one of those things. Like, I just want to see, just don't want to make a hasty decision based on a little preseason, you know. But I'm all about
I would say this. If they moved on from Murray, obviously I don't think it would just be from like it's something like if they moved on from him, it's something that maybe they're not seeing as well.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
oh yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't freak out about it. Like, no, oh well, why would you cut Murray? No. Like, if Tony beats him out, that's just straight up you beat him, you know. No question about it.
Yeah. Another player that I had on my stock down, or not players, but I don't know, when teams start making their cuts, trimming the roster down, all that, these Saints better be looking down the waiver wire for some fucking wide receiver help, bro. Like,
yeah, man.
It is spooky season. Like, it's ungood.
It ain't good, bro. Like, look, Lil Jordan Humphrey, he has some things I like about him. You know, he's big. I want to see him use his size a little better. You know, Quan Baker. I called him Quan Short on the list.
Yeah.
Quan Baker. I just want to see him, you know. I just want to see him, actually. Like, I mean, he did a few things, but I just want to see him just get a little more funky. But look, you know, they obviously Mike Thomas out. No Traquan. No Deontay Harris. So, you know, they're already short with them three. So without them three, it's dry, bro. It's dry. But yeah, I agree. Like, Chris Hogan looking all shimmery. Just shimmering, bro. Like, I'm like, this dude gonna be like a wide receiver three, bro. Like,
just shiny for no reason, bro. Like,
I'm like, what did you put some Babel oil on? Like,
looks like a professional wrestler. Like, I'm walking down to the next
one. My wife said, she was like, oh, he is shiny. Like, oh, he's just glittery. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, when they put the camera on him, on that, was it the punt return or whatever? Yeah. Jake Lackman.
Get him out of my face. Get him out of my face.
And people love to praise Sean Payton's offensive brilliance, and he is that. Like, we're not, one's trying to say that he's not. But we've talked about on this pod so many times, just add talent to what you do and then just go be great. Because right now, like, week one, assuming Traquan is healthy, it's going to be Callaway and Traquan Smith, bro,
yeah,
going against the Packers defense. Like,
man.
It may be Chris Hogan like that.
Deontay Harris, you know, it's like Deontay Harris, every time he starts a wide receiver, he gets injured. You know, it's like, so anything he does is landing after me. Like, so, nah, man, it's unfortunate that they've really disregarded that position. You know, it's unfortunate, man. Like, they could use a, you know, what's his name? Terrence Jefferson or somebody, you know, like
Terrence Marshall today had a 60-yard.
Terrence Marshall, I mean, I'm saying Jefferson. Terrence Marshall, yeah.
60-yard catch today.
T. Higgins.
I don't know, man. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough. I will say though, Juwan Johnson moved tight end.
Yeah. It's a good move, bro.
For sure. Save his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And you saw it. I looked at him when he signed him as undrafted free agent. And I looked at his tape. I think he played at Oregon. Yeah. He played somewhere.
I watched him when he was at Oregon. But yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they didn't use him. Like, he wasn't very multiple. But I just saw him and I'm like, this is a fucking tight end. Like, he's a wide receiver, but that's a tight end. So it's like perfect move. And he's physical. Like, he's actually physical in the blocking game and shit like that. So,
for sure.
Man, you know, like him and Trotman. Trotman was I know he didn't, I don't think he caught nothing yesterday, but he was good in the blocking game, too.
He's Like, that's his best trait. Like, everyone want to drive him fantasy football, unless your fantasy football team got blocking as a stat.
The thing is, he got open, too, but he just didn't get looked at. I don't know. It's like, so it's just one of those things, like, will he get the targets? I don't know. But Juwan Jameson, he's somebody, it would shock me one bit if he caught, like, more touchdowns and passes than Troutman. And that's not even to say, like, one's, like, better than the other. It's just, like, who presents that skill set to really challenge defenses and exploit those matchups between linebackers and the safeties? Like, Juwan Jameson could do that shit.
Without question. This is not a negative. And, you know, I want to try to go back and look at him in depth before we recorded, and Tom didn't allow me to. But I will say the fact that we really didn't hear Ruiz's name called last night, probably a plus.
It's a plus, bro. Like, I've really focused in on him, like, say, the first couple snaps. And, I mean, he didn't do anything to wow me or nothing, but he just looked good. Like, he looked fine. He didn't look bad. I'll put it like that. Like, he held his own. Like, when you watched last year, it was almost immediate he could push back.
Immediate.
It was like, boom. I'm like, oh, shit. But last night, I mean, he was just holding his own. He'd get up there. He's pushing the D lineman back. Like, okay, if the quarterback holds on the ball for 4 seconds, like, okay, then he gets beat. But it's like, he did his job. Like, I just saw him doing his job. And honestly, that's good enough for me right now, man. Like, if he could just be a good, solid, you know, right guard, like, fine with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and another thing that was interesting that they talked about last week is that, you know, Drew Brees handled pretty much all the line calls, the protection calls for the Saints.
Right.
Since 2006. Like, 2006 was the only year he didn't handle all of it. It was the center. So now that he's gone, the center's going to have to start doing that again. That's so, you know, no way I can see. No way Caesar could have handled those line protection calls. Eric McCoy, he solidifies himself in that spot. And all we really need from Caesar is just to be that solid right guard, man. And when I saw last night, it's like he's up for it, bro. Like, he got stronger. So he gained 19 pounds. Mm. Well, he exchanged 19 pounds of fat for muscle this offseason, which I don't even know how you measure that shit. I'm like, who came up with that shit? But, you know, apparently he's been working out and, you know, he's feeling good. I saw him just play stronger, just from like a base. Just playing it with that strength. Like, so I don't know, man. Like, that's just good to see.
It was very interesting to see that as soon as Eric McCoy went out, like, in the past, you may have seen, like, the Saints then would have shifted Caesar maybe to center and then had guards around him. Nope. Mm-mm.
No, oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I looked at it. They're not trying to cross-train him. Nope.
Yeah.
Like, I think that tells you everything that you need to know about, you know, where that is. Anything else? Oh, I don't know what the chances of them making a team are, but Andrew Norwell and Eric Barrett.
Ooh.
Strikers, bro.
Ooh. That boy, Eric. He bring that heat. I was like, whoo.
Hey, who that homo? You do not have permission to, like, use Ryan's voice and
I was sweating in here, boy. I was like, whoo. I like to see, boy. Legal too. All legal.
Yes. Yes. You know how it is in today's NFL. He was just striking dudes, bro. Like, oh.
Now, I think those dudes probably, you know, if they're legit, they'll make the team, man. Like, even their special teams, you know. And I thought special teams played well for the most part. The punter, even, like, Paulson and Debo.
Speaking of, man, there was one punt that Blake hit. I was like, And yep. I think it was Dort, shout out to our dude Joe Mood 88. He tweeted, yeah. He said Thomas Morstead hadn't paid a buck like that in 3 years.
I'm telling you, man. We need that, bro. We need
it. We don't need to flip the field, bro. We don't need it.
Oh, man, everything, man. It's going to be team football.
All hands on deck.
All hands, bro. Everybody. So, yeah, man, it was just good. I thought it was like, you know, as a first preseason game, you can't come away feeling better than that. I don't even remember the score. Did we lose? We lost, right? Like, yes.
We didn't even talk about, like, the Saints having 5 turnovers, but, like.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, 5-6 fumbles. Turnover was, it was. But it's like, I feel like there's that game every preseason. Like, it's yes. either a turnover game or the penalty game. Like, oh, they just had a ton of penalties. We can't win like that. Coach going to be pissed. He's going to get on the team for it. Like, I'm not worried about that. Like, I'm not worried about, you know, Latavius Murray, even though he fumbled, he rarely fumbles. AK don't fumble like that. You know, it's just nothing I'm tripping about. I'm not tripping about the fumbles. It's not something I don't see. Like, one thing this team has really been good at is managing, like, ball security and stuff like that. So, I'll be, you know, that's not something I'm tripping about. Don't care about the score. I thought for the most part, the Saints' defense was the shining, you know, the shining light in the whole game.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
They were just overpowering the Ravens offense.
They were borderline dominant, right? Like, they were.
Just dominant. What does that mean going forward? Who the hell knows? But you just take the positive and keep it moving.
Right, because I think what you try to do is you try to extrapolate that and kind of put it together, right? So you say, okay, we know what DeMario going to do. We know what Marshawn going to do.
Yeah.
Now, if Zach Bond is playing this well, he plays this well next to DeMario, you know, back me. If he plays, you know, at least decent for a third-round corner who hasn't played football in a year, like, they might have something.
Right.
Now, offensively, say my prayer for AK, bro. Like,
we're going to need him.
thank God Sean listened to us, because I know he listened directly to us. Thank God AK didn't play a single snap, bro.
Let me say, I don't need him next week, neither.
Don't need him next week. If you want to give him maybe 5 snaps in the third preseason game, that's fine. But, like, let's be real, bro. Like,
let's be real.
With this offense, uncertainty at quarterback, you're probably going to have a top 5-ish offensive line and healthy. Wide receiver is kind of shaky. Like, it's going to be the AK show, bro. Like, that's it. That's all we got.
Man, I just really – with Paulson and Debo playing like he played, I really think the must need should shift to wide receiver, bro.
Has to, bro. Like –
they should be scouring the rosters of every team. Who's the 4th wide receiver on the Bills? Or who's the 3rd, 4th wide receiver on the Cowboys? Like, start looking to see who's tradable. Like, you know, I'm not saying you need to give up a first-round pick, but who could you give a 3rd-round pick for? You know what I'm saying? That you can get, man. Like, they're out there. So, like,
is it Darius Slayton from the Giants? Although I don't think it's going to be him, because my dude, Tony, he kind of had a rocky start to his career in New York. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I know I saw Golden Tate make a few plays last year, and he's just a free agent, not signed. I don't know.
DJ Chark, somebody, bro. Somebody that can separate, man. Somebody that can separate and get open. You know,
that's it. Because I think you said it perfectly. Now we done seen a Debo. But if they as an organization, as a team, they go back and they watch the film, and they just looking at the all 22, and they just seeing, like, besides Callaway, like, damn, like, man, these dudes really ain't really getting open. Like, there's no separation.
No Christopher, like that sack that Jameis took, he was like, a sack because it was nothing. It was just
nothing, bro. I locked it in. Nothing.
Like, oh, I just got to eat it.
It reminded, like, again, it's preseason. I get all this. But if you just go back and watch that sack, you go back and you watch that Kansas City game, it's a mirror image, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's a mirror image.
Like, seriously.
Just no one open. Like, nobody's open. And that's a problem. So, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. It's still, I have a feeling, not just Saints related, man, I have a feeling like this cut down to 53 for around the league when it happens in the next couple of weeks. Like, there's going to be some trades. There's going to be some surprise cuts. Like, something. It always does. It's just how it always is. So just, we'll see. We'll see.
I agree. Oh, Caden Ellis, he looked like he. I mean, if he's something too, along with Zach Bine, and say Pete Werner comes back and he's good, I mean, we all of a sudden got some linebacker depth, bro.
That's wild. I mean, Caden Ellis always kind of will have a spot on the team, if not for his. For his special teams play alone. Like, that's what's kept him on the team.
Yeah. Even the Hanson dude, man. Like, I was like, damn.
Yeah. Chase Hanson.
Who coaching these backers up, man? Like, damn.
And we talked about, like, you know, maybe we should give a little – and, again, obviously the talent was there because if you watched him at Stanford two seasons ago, the talent was there. Chris Richard coaching secondary up a little bit, bro. Like,
hey, listen, bro. Like the dude was getting big talk for defense, you know, head coaching jobs, like, literally like 2-3 years ago. So you know, he had something. He was there for the Legion of Boom and all that shit. So I saw him on the sideline, like chatting with DA, kind of joking around. So I think that was a good hire, bro. I loved it when he had
stellar hire. And I'm excited to see them next Monday.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, national televised Monday night football game. It's still preseason.
In a dome, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence. You know, Travis Etienne. It's going to be exciting, bro. Like, I just want to see the continued growth from the young players and the second-year players, and I just want to continue to see that ascension. Because we said on this podcast, multiple episodes, we've said it, the crux of the Saints is going to be about how their young players that they drafted last year and this year play.
Exactly.
We know how AK gonna play. We know how Marshawn gonna play. We know how the players are gonna play. Also, before I forget, can we get CD out the game a little sooner next time, Sean? Like, why was CD?
Oh my god, bro! Please,
it makes no sense.
He begged to play deep safety and all that shit. I'm like, what the hell?
Stop it! I get it. CD is probably one of the most fierce competitors in all of football. Like, he loves, bro. You can tell CD he's. Like, he just loves the game of football. Like, you know what I mean? Like to me, like, you could just see, like, it ain't about money to him. Like,
no.
The fact that he gets paid to play football is just a perk, bro. Like,
I get paid to do this?
Y'all are fucked up. And I get it. But, like, he is so crucial to our team. I just, every time I saw at 22 out there, I was like, what is he doing?
He was out there for a long time, man. Like, I understand on your mind, they like, they gonna work him to death until he out of here. So,
I get it.
You gonna work these hours, boy.
Yo, y'all ass gonna get suspended after you got paid for a banned substance?
Yeah, you gonna work. He is gonna work.
No. Sorry for the detour, but the crux of what this team's going to be is the young players.
Yeah. And
if Zach Bond continues to play well, you said Reese, he continues to just be a solid guard, good, solid guard. Marquez Callaway, who wasn't drafted, but he was an undrafted free agent. So Adebo, like that's those guys in that bucket, in that bubble, they're gonna determine everything, bro.
Yeah, man. That is 100% facts. Because you got to, like, this NFL is like, it's a cycle, man. So you got to cycle through talent, bro.
They hit on 2017, like, more than any team could, right? And you built the foundation. But now you got to add to that foundation, because if you don't, it can get real ugly real soon. But, so that's kind of recapping the game. Against the Ravens. We do have a planned episode this upcoming week. I think I schedule it Thursday night with Lindsay Mitchell. We're trying to get her earlier. She had to go on vacation. She did a work assignment. She's back in town tomorrow. So hopefully, if our schedules align, we can have her Thursday evening. Actual sports psychologist. So many questions we will have for her. So hopefully we can do that. We might try to get like a preview show before Monday, maybe not, because it's just preseason and we just do the recap. We'll see. And hopefully we don't have to fucking do an emergency podcast between now and
please no.
That said, I was gonna tweet this out from our Twitter account today. Got busy, didn't do it. So we are probably gonna try to have the first draft of the Saints hashtag Saints Twitter fantasy football league. Sorry, but the pause is my kitten's doing something he's not fucking supposed to be doing. Mischievous eyes. Try to have the draft in 2 weeks. So if you're interested, and so I did this for a reason. If you're interested, if you're already a Patreon donator, you contribute Patreon monthly, we appreciate you. If you want to be a part of the league, so the first league is going to be a 12-team league. If you want to be a part of the league, when Ryan tweets out the link to this episode, quote tweet the episode and put your best nickname for Paulson Adebo. That is your entry into the league. So even if the nickname is terrible and it's whack, if you do that, you're in the league. So the first 10 people that we see that does it, boom, they're in. And so if that one fills up quick, then we'll see if we have to do another one, but we'll just keep it going from there. Also, we will check. So don't be quote tweeting the tweet and putting a funny nickname and you ain't putting your money where your mouth is.
We checked. We got a whole Excel spreadsheet, baby.
We checking the names.
It ain't that long, though. We would like it to be a little longer. It ain't that
long. We still don't check them, though. So I put it at the end to make sure everyone listened to the entire episode. So I'm going to know who listened. So with that said, that's the goal. Hopefully I can get the league set up next week, get the time of the draft set up, because fucking, hey, man, football is fast approaching. We'll be here before we know it. Preseason game already ended. And that's it. So also, our goal is for the $100 giveaway, Fanatics, to do that in the month of, what we say, September, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to do that for the month of September. We advertise it. We're going to do that month of September, $100 gift card giveaway for Fanatics. And that's it, man. We just keep it fucking rolling.
Oh, and follow our IG, yo. What's our IG at? At Saints Twitter Pod?
It's at Saints Twitter Pod. It's our Saints IG. We're trying to be on that more. Hold on, let me make sure. So it's at Saints Twitter Podcast. Sorry, a lot. At Saints Twitter Podcast. We're trying to be on that more. I added to the story right before the game, talking about what you guys wanted us to look out for during the game. Shout out to Chris, one of our longtime supporters. He wanted to know what was up with the tight ends, Adam Troutman, Juwan Johnson during the game, things like that. So we're trying to improve our content game. That's something that Ryan and I, like, because we have full jobs, like, for us, like, this is fun, right? But for us to build it to where we want it to be, obviously we need it to be, we got to put more work into, you know, putting our social media out there and being more active on social media. So that's a goal that we're going to try to improve over the next couple of weeks, right? Especially right before the season starts. Let's briefly hit on it. After I was about to end the podcast. I talk about the vaccine mandate getting into the Superdome, bruh.
Oh.
Didn't even talk about it. One of the best tweets I saw on Twitter was from I'm Great Night. He said, can Paulson get into the Superdome? Like, you're going to be able to
play? They were like, no, buddy, you can't come in here.
Just huge for the whole entire state of Louisiana, man. Like,
huge, bro. Like, really the South. Like,
yes.
I think that's going to be the only city in the South to do that.
And I'm pretty sure
maybe Austin to do it, but I doubt that.
So when shit had gotten better with COVID, I was eyeing the Giants game as a game for us to go to, have a live show, all that. Like, that was the game I wanted to go to. And this shit got bad, real bad. And I was like, shit, I guess I'm not going to a game this year again. Like, it sucks, but, like, I ain't going to risk it. And now they put out the statement, like, you got to come either with a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination to get in the Superdome. Whew. That
will be interesting. But I think overall it's going to be a positive, and I'm just hoping it don't be packed, bro. Like, please don't be no bullshit. Y'all come to that dome. Get that vax. Come to the dome, man. Like, come and be loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see that. I want to hear that.
It,
you know?
It was missed. It was missed last season, man. It was missed.
Oh, it was missed. Ugh.
Yeah. Don't want to see that again.
You're walking out of empty zone. Empty dome and shit. Oh. Like, ugh.
Bruh, ugh, gross. Anyway, sorry, I had to throw that in before I forgot because, you know, I felt that was super important. Okay, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back this week for sure. We're going to report with Lindsay, Dr. Lindsay Mitchell. We're just going to figure out a time of next week and when that's going to occur. And that'll be up. And anything that you guys have questions about, want us to address on the podcast, hit up our Twitter account, hit up our IG account. We want to be able, you know, transparent and be able to be approachable to you guys for you guys to talk to us. So please do that. Even if I have maybe blocked you on Twitter, go to the Saints Twitter account. You know, you're not blocked on there. Like that no one's blocked on there. So
at Saints Twitter Pod.
At Saints Twitter Pod, go on there. Even if I don't read it, maybe Ryan will. We'll just keep it pushing. So with that, enjoy the week. Be safe. Be careful. With that, we're out.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.